Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Party Central, Dauber speaking. Hey, thanks for getting back to me. Yeah, I'm having my annual blowout party on Friday night, and I'm just double checking on the food. I need 100 bags of potato chips, 100 bags of corn chips, 100 bags of pork rinds. And we should have some kind of cheese for the people who don't want to eat all that junk food. Yeah, 4 or 5 cans should be good. Super. See you Friday night.
Dauber, how many times have I told you not to use my desk to study?
I'm not studying, Coach. This is Party Central.
Whoa, sorry, Doc. That's okay. Got another big one set for this year, huh?
Biggest one ever.
Coach here. What? No. You must want Party Central. Some guy about portable toilets, Doc.
Hi, yeah. I'm having a little get-together at my house this weekend, and I've only got one bathroom. I was wondering, how many portable toilets would I need for 500 people? Ooh, hey, let me write that down. The Porta Potty Party Pack? That sounds great.
Three more days of paperwork, and we are officially on vacation. And guess what lake we're going fishing on this year?
Lake Nowhere.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're not going fishing.
How come? We go fishing every year.
No, we don't go fishing every year. We plan to go fishing every year. We don't go because you always cancel.
I don't always cancel.
You cancel every year for the last 6 years, Hayden. Well, we went fishing once. That's your cabin. We caught a fish, ate him, and I went home and slept in my apartment.
Oh, geez, all right. I admit I canceled a few years in the past, but this year, we are going fishing.
You say we're going, but we're not going.
Luther, this is Hayden talking. I am your best friend. Now, you got to trust me here. We are going to leave my place Friday night. We're going up to Lake Bemidji. We're going fishing, Luth. We're going to catch some beautiful pike. It is gorgeous up there. Now, come on. What do you say? Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great. I just hate to get my hopes all built up, but I know we're not going.
Coach, Riley Pringle is here to see you.
Riley Pringle? I don't want to see the weenie band director.
Well, it's too late. I'm already here.
How do you hear that? I'll be right in, Riley.
There's no need to shout.
Quickly, just pack all your stuff up, get everything ready, okay? I swear to you, may lightning strike me dead. We're going fishing Friday night.
Well, as you put it that way, I guess we'll see.
Smiley Riley. Just reading some of your propaganda, Hayden.
Ooh. Nice shot of me, isn't it? Well, anyway, football season's over, so the band is out of work, so to speak. Shouldn't you be out there boiling mouthpieces or something?
It might interest you to know that just because your season is over, it doesn't mean that ours is. The band goes on tour next week.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
Well, we start off with Potato Days in Pocatello, Idaho, and then it's the Sweet Roll Festival in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Then I was kidding. I don't care where you're going.
Very well. Could I have a word with you in private for a minute?
I'm out of here, Coach. Oh, listen. I ordered some guacamole dip for my party. If they call, tell them my bathtub holds 30 gallons.
You got it.
That party is the very reason I'm here. As you undoubtedly know, I am chairman of the Conduct Committee.
What the hell's a Conduct Committee?
It is a committee of faculty members concerned with ensuring that the student body maintain proper conduct on and off campus.
Sounds like a geek club to me.
It has real authority, Hayden.
Riley, why do I have to listen to all this?
Because this party is for your team, it's hosted by your assistant coach, and that makes it your responsibility. Don't make light of this, Hayden. Every year, it's gotten bigger and more out of control. Last year, things got so out of hand that several young women were apparently cajoled into removing their tops and skateboarding through Fellowship Hall singing We Are the World. Now, that's something that the Conduct Committee cannot close their eyes to.
Well, I can see why.
That is just the kind of cavalier attitude that forces me to step in and take responsibility when you won't. There'll be no party this year.
Riley, what are you talking about? You have no right to stop the party.
Well, just watch us.
Oh, come on, Riley, wait a minute. The kids weren't committing any crime. You'd say they're just trying to have some fun.
Well, that's not my idea of fun.
Well, who says it has to be your idea of fun anyway? I mean, my gosh, those kids work so hard all year, they're just trying to blow off steam.
I don't see why they can't blow off steam in a quiet and orderly fashion.
Jeez, Riley, I mean, come on. Don't you ever get tired of being such a prune? I'm not going to let you stop this party. It's become a campus tradition. Now everyone goes.
Not everyone.
Well, everyone's invited.
Not everyone.
Everyone but the band. You want the band invited this year?
Certainly not.
Well, gee, Riley, the band, come on. The band could be that wholesome ingredient that we've been missing all these years.
Well, no, I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, I think the band being invited could be the key to this whole problem.
I won't deny that there have been hard feelings in the past.
Well, I think they're kind of an icebreaker here between the band and all the normal kids.
Well, it would mean a lot to them. Many of the kids have never been to a party.
Riles, there you go, babe. Let me just check with Dauber to make sure it's okay, all right? Dauber!
I'm sure that anything you say will be all right with him. He's practically your dog.
He is not.
I brought you your paper, Coach.
Thank you. Now, look, Dauber, what do you think? Can the band come to your party this year?
The band? Well, sure, Coach. Anything you say.
We got a deal?
On one condition, that you take full responsibility.
Fine.
And that means I want you on the premises from the time the decorations go up until the cleanup committee is through.
Right.
I want your word.
May lightning strike me dead if I'm not at that party Friday night.
So you're coming to the party, huh, Coach?
Heck no, I'm going fishing with Luther.
But you promised Riley Pringle you'd be there.
Yeah, I know, Dolly. We gotta keep a promise because those things are sacred. Tell you what. Why don't you just tack me up on the wall somewhere where I can see everything. Okay, now look, Kelly, you're going to have to feed him every evening, okay? That means mm-hmm. He gets a half a cup of dry food, he gets his little chewy bone, and I want you to mix a raw egg in there.
Right.
Now, he needs plenty of fresh water, sweet. Kelly, plenty of fresh water, and you need to take him for a walk at least twice a day.
Tad, you're talking to me like I've never taken care of a dog before.
Well, you've never taken care of this dog.
Well, I know how to be responsible.
Kelly, this is your dog. Now, he was only supposed to stay a few days. It's been a couple of months.
You won't have to worry about anything, Dad. I'm on top of it. Just relax, have a good time, and I'm not going to forget anything, all right?
All right. Kelly?
Yeah?
You want the house keys?
Yeah. Hey, Dad?
Huh?
How come Luther's sitting out front?
Luther's out front? Well, tell him to get in here.
Oh.
Luther, what were you doing out there? I'm just about ready to go.
Ready for what?
Go fishing. How come you're not wearing your fishing stuff?
I'm not going to get all dressed for fishing and then not go.
Luther, I told you we're going fishing. Now, come on, all I got to do is put my stuff in my car and we are out of here.
Really?
Yeah, you got your fishing stuff?
Yeah, it's in my car.
Well, then put it in my car and let's go.
You're serious? I mean, we're really going fishing.
Oh, we're leaving right now. I'm just going to get my boots.
I can't believe we're finally going to go fishing.
We're going fishing!
You said we're going and we're going.
I said we're going.
Okay, I got boots going to be some mighty unhappy pike in the morning.
Unhappy pike!
Well, that's it. We're not going.
Luther, come on. Don't put your stuff in my car.
Hello.
How'd you get my number, Riley? You don't have to check up on me. Look, I gave you my word I'd go to the party. I'm going to be at the party. In fact, I was just headed there now. Riley, there is no need to walk to the party if I'm going to be there.
Oh, geez, all right. Well, if you're on your way, I'll be there too. Hey, I'll see you in 20 minutes.
God, what a prune.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah, I got to go to Darber's party. Be right back.
No problem. I knew we weren't going.
Great, the burgers are ready.
Everybody, food in my room!
Hey, Diver.
Coach, what are you doing here?
I gotta tell you, that, you know, that hen Riley Pringle's on his way over here to make sure no one's having a good time.
He's on his way here?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Hey, everybody, can I have your attention for just a second?
No, Coach, there's something you should know.
Yeah, right, just a second. And now, everybody, listen up. Is everybody having a good time?
Yeah! Yeah!
Stop it! Mr. Riley, good time Pringle, is on the conduct committee. He's coming over here to check up on your party. And he'd like nothing better than to find a reason to shut this baby down. So let's not give it to him, huh? All right? So for the next 20 minutes, I want you guys to put out your cigarettes, turn up the lights, you know, and just kind of tidy up a little bit. And that way, when old Riley gets here and he sees no one's having any fun, he'll just go on home. He'll be happy as a clam. You guys go back to partying and I can go fishing, huh? So what do you say, huh? All right, let's start cleaning up these cans, huh?
What the hell is the car doing in here?
That's what I was trying to tell you, Coach.
Oh, hey, Coach. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I got a better question. What the hell is this doing here?
Oh, it's kind of a party tradition, Coach. Every year, Fred takes apart a car and he puts it back together in my living room.
Why you do that, Fred?
Well, if I don't keep busy, I snack all night.
Oh, boy, well, Riley's gonna love this. Well, you know what? He's just gonna have to lighten up a little, you know?
I'll have to lighten up a lot. It's his car, Coach.
You stole Riley Pringle's car?
Yeah, swiped it right out of his garage.
Oh, God, are you guys crazy? Riley Pringle's the last guy you want to steal a car from, and he's coming here any minute. I mean, oh, God, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, what's Riley Pringle doing coming to the party?
He's coming to make sure nothing's wrong, Fred.
Yikes.
Fred, how long will it take you to tear this thing down and put it back together again?
Well, if everybody helps, a couple hours.
Well, then start tearing.
Hey, you guys, Riley Pringle's coming down the street.
Hide the car.
What are you, bonehead? Just start tearing it apart. I'll take care of Riley Pringle.
Hide the car. Oh, Fred.
Riley! Jeez. What took you so long? Did you get a rock on your shoe?
Don't glad-hand me, Hayden. So this is what you call supervision? The music is blaring down the street. Kids are dancing on the roof. Someone is throwing something green out of the bathroom window. I nearly got some on my windbreaker.
Oh, geez. Welcome to the party, Ryle.
Well, this is just what I expected. You have no control over this party at all.
You know, Riley, if you hang out here by yourself, you're going to be a nervous wreck. So why don't you go on home?
No. Not until I've seen everything.
All right. You want to see everything? Fine. Tell you what. I'll take you on a personal tour of the house. We'll start at the top. We'll work ourselves down to the bottom. Come on. You see, it's just a normal college party. Nothing out of the ordinary going on. Hurry up.
I knew it. He's not coming back. He does this to me every time. He'll do it to you, too. You just watch and see. This is great. First night of vacation, I'm sitting at a cabin talking to a dog. Did you have dinner? How would you tell me if you had? I bet you didn't have dinner.
I bet he told you he'd give you dinner and he didn't give it to you. Is that what happened? Huh? Come on, let's get something to eat, and then I'm going to go on home. Didn't want to go fishing anyway. Just wanted to have some laughs. Probably wouldn't have caught anything except a cold. Hey, look here. Look here. Piece of apple pie. I bet Christine made that. I bet Christine made that for some special occasion. Last piece of apple pie. Maybe we shouldn't eat the last piece of apple pie. Think we should eat the last piece of apple pie? Huh? Hell yes.
Well, that does it. You did that on purpose.
Did what?
You pushed me.
Oh, I did not. Come on. Someone pushed me and I accidentally shoved you, and the next thing I knew, everything went haywire. There's more than 100 people up there.
And yet only one of us fell into the tub.
If these trousers are ruined, you're buying me another pair.
Well, I'd be glad to. Just give me the catalog, Riley. In the meantime, you better get out of those wet tanks, huh?
I intend to. And then I'm getting in my car and driving directly over to the university president's house.
But, you know, on second thought, I think that is a bad idea. Because, I mean, you're all covered in guacamole. And you don't want to go outside looking like that. What if somebody should see you? And it's a chilly night out there. I mean, you could catch cold and then you got the sniffles, huh? Yeah. Why don't I just fix you up?
Well, all right.
Governor! Mr. Pringles had an accident.
What did you do?
I was shoved into the guacamole.
All right. Hey, Dobby, got any clothes that might work, man?
Sure thing, Coach.
Listen, Riley, why don't you just follow Dobby there and he'll fix you right on up, okay?
I know what you're trying to do, Hayden. You're trying to make a fool out of me. Well, it won't work.
Get him fixed up, Dob?
All set, Coach. I'm going to get back to work on the you-know-what.
Don't say anything. Just get out of my way. I'm going to see the president.
Well, Wally, come on. Let me tag along. I want to see his face when he takes a look at you.
Not like this. I'm going home first.
You know, as a friend, Riley, I recommend that no one see you like this, huh?
Some friend you are. You think this is all just hysterical, don't you, Hayden?
Yeah, I do, Riley. I really do.
Well, I don't.
Gotta admit, it's pretty funny.
Not to me, it isn't.
Well, you don't think anything's funny, Riley.
That's not true.
Well, it is true. Gosh, you don't think the party was funny? You don't think the way you're dressed is funny? You don't think anything's funny at all?
There's a big difference, Hayden, between being included in the fun and being made fun of. And believe me, I know, because I've never been included in fun in my life.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
No, I mean, what are you talking about? You said you've never been included in fun.
All my life, I have been on the outside looking in. It's like everyone who was having fun was in some exclusive club, and I was never asked to join. And I've never understood why.
Well, that's because you don't present yourself as the kind of guy who wants to have fun, Riles.
But I am the fun guy. I want to have fun. It's just I never know where the fun is.
Well, look, fun is everywhere. You just have to be able to see it. Only you can't.
But I can. See, that's the attitude I've been fighting all my life. That's your perception. That's not the way it really is. I'm a fun guy. With a wonderful sense of humor, and I could laugh my head off if I was just given half a chance.
What was that? Well, see, there you go again, Riley, getting up tidy over nothing.
Something is going on in there, Hayden. I want to know what it is.
Okay, fine, Riley. Now, I can show you what's in there, all right? And you can find out what's going on. But I want you to realize something. This is a moment of truth for you, Riley Pringle. Because there's two ways to look at what's going on behind that green curtain. There's the fun club way, and then there's the geek club way. Now, you can be an exclusive member of either club. It's up to you. It's your choice, Riley. Now, what's it going to be? A fun guy or a geeky guy?
I want to be fun.
And I think you can be, Riley. Okay, you ready? Here we go. feast your eyes on fun.
We're not quite finished yet, Coach.
It's okay, Dob. He's with me.
Well, what's going on here?
Well, I gotta tell you, we've been keeping a little secret from you, Riley. Now, this is the kind of thing that the conduct committee would frown on. They wouldn't approve of this, but fun guys eat it up. And I hope you're hungry, Riley.
What's going on?
Well, okay. See, every year, Fred takes a car apart, and then he puts it back together again right here in Dobber's living room.
Why?
For fun!
Oh. But does the owner of the car know that this is going on?
No, huh. No, it's all part of it.
So, we're in on something.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, I like this. No.
I was hoping you would, man.
Well, what happens next?
Well, at the end of the evening, when the car is reassembled outside, we give the owner back his keys and we go, surprise!
Surprise! So, when do we give him the keys?
Well, it's going to take a couple hours because, see, it takes a little while to put the car back together again.
Oh, darn. I won't be able to see that. I have to go.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, Fred, Dob, what do you say we break tradition this year and give the owner back his keys before the car's been reassembled, huh?
Are you really sure you want to do that, Coach?
Well, I don't think it's so much what I want, Fred. I think it's... what Riley wants.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Riley?
Yeah?
Surprise!
I get to give him the keys?
No, those are your keys, Riley.
Huh?
Riley Pringle, this is your car! Yeah. 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 You really think it's that funny, right?
Yes. It isn't my car. It's Mrs. Pringle's.
Misha, you're quite a watchdog. Hey, Luther? Luther, huh? Let's go fishing.
Really?